So before we start learning tonight, an apology. The next two Sundays, I will be in America. I won't be around. So the coming Shir, to my dismay, will be in 3 weeks from now. I'm leaving this Thursday night, and I'm coming back a week later, early Monday morning. And I say to my dismay, even though traveling abroad for our Botzer Torah, and there are going to be many, many Shirim there. I don't even know how many, but many, and we'll have a big crowd, and Baruch Hashem, B'mdinot Hayam, there are many Mevakshei Torah in our day and age, Baruch Hashem, it's an amazing time, but I always prefer being at home, I always prefer being in Eretz Yisrael, but it's part of our mission. So the next two Sundays I won't be around, hope to see you all by the next year, which will be in Parshas, that is Truma. The topic we'll be discussing today is a very relevant sugya that we actually are mekayim every Shabbos Kodesh. Shalosh Seudos b'Shabbos. Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. We learn Shalosh Seudos from one pasuk in this week's parsha. Dealing with a man, Vayoyim Moshe Ichluhu Hayoyim Ki Shabbos Hayoyim LaShem Hayoyim Loi Timtzeu Basoda. Three times Hayoyim in this very same pasuk. Three times Hayoyim, dealing with Suda Shabbos. It is from here that Shabbos, that the Gemara learns. Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Chayavodom Lechol. Shalosh Seudos b'Shabbos. And today we will be discussing the various details about Shalosh Seudos. When we say Shalosh Seudos, we actually mean to say Seuda Shlishis. But Shalosh Seudos means Shalosh Seudot. So the topic we will be discussing today is we're going to focus on Seuda Shlishit, but first of all, Shalosh Seudos b'Shabbos. So as I said, the Gemara learns, how do we know that a person needs to eat three Seudos on Shabbos? Not one, not two, but three. According to Rav Chitka, ve'ein halocha k'moisoi, we actually need to eat four Seudos on Shabbos, but the halacha is three Seudos would be sufficient. And as I said, we learn it from a posik in this week's parsha. Three times Hayoyim in the same posik. It is from here that we learn Chayav Adam Lechol, Shalosh Seudos b'Shabbos. According to the Levush, Reish Tzadik Aleph Sif Aleph. That is the source in Shulchan Aruch in which we learn these halachas. The Levush maintains it's a drasha gemura and Shalosh Seudos b'Shabbos are min ha-Torah. Mishneh Brura. Reish Tzadik Aleph, as I quoted, Mishneh Brura maintains, and that is the opinion of most of the poskim, that it's midrabanan, and this posuk is only an asmachta. However, it is a mitzvah chashuvo and a mitzvah chamura. And I read the very first sif in Simei Tzadik Aleph. Yehi zoya ma'oid lekayim suda shlishis. Yehi zoya ma'oid lekayim suda shlishis. Va'afu musaveya yochal lekayim oiso bekebeitzo. And many times, when it comes to Seuda Shlishis, we really are satisfied. You eat a big Seuda Shabbos, and some people eat a long Seuda Shabbos, and sometimes, especially winter, when it's a very short day, you barely finish the Seuda, and you're at Shalosh Seudos. So most people eat a very light Seuda Shlishis. But the Mechaber says, Yehei Zoyim Oid. According to the Levush, we're dealing with the Mitzvah D'oraisa. Mishneh Brura says, it's only an asmachta, and it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Other opportunities, we spoke about the mere concept of asmachta. What does asmachta mean? Is it korav l'diuraisa? Is it a standard d'rabbanan? And this is a huge sugya, which we will visit Beis Hashem many times in the future, but not tonight. So according to the Mishneh Brura, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. According to the Ravush, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Och HaShulchan has somewhat of a compromise. Very interesting. First of all, he stresses how important Seuda Shlishit is, and we need to be makbid in three proper Seudos in Shabbos. And he brings the Levush, saying it's Min HaTorah, and even if we assume it's an asmachta, but it's Takonas Moshe Rabbeinu Shekiblo Mesinai, and that is a very, very undefined statement. Takonas Moshe Rabbeinu Shekiblo Mesinai. Does he mean halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Halacha l'moshe m'sinai is min ha-Torah. But how do we know this is halacha l'moshe m'sinai? But the Och HaShulchan says, it's takonas Moshe Rabbeinu. But if it's an asmachta, I think it would be more reasonable to say it's not what Moshe Rabbeinu had in mind. Chazal were metaken shalosh seudis, and Chazal were masmich on the posik that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ichlu hayoyim, and three times hayoyim. But do Chazal mean to say that that is what Moshe Rabbeinu had in mind, and this is a tekona Moshe Rabbeinu? So I think the Ruch HaShulchan is a big chidush. Pashtes Advorim, most poiske maintain, as we find in Mishneh Berurah, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it's an asmachta. However, because it's a reflection, a manifestation of Oynik Shabbos and Kvod Shabbos, that is why Yehei Zoya Ma'oid, it's an important mitzvah. Anything that has to do with Shabbos Kodesh, and with Oynik Shabbos, and with Simcha Shabbos, and with Kvod Shabbos, is important, but it's d'rabbanan. So we have three different opinions according to the Ravush, it's at Rosh Gemura and Smena Torah, Mishneh Berurah, reflecting what most Achroinim maintain as Smena Rabbonon, Och HaShulchan is somewhere in the middle, he says it's a Tekona of Moshe Rabbeinu, which to me seems to be a big chiddush to say that that is a Tekona of Moshe Rabbeinu, L'choyretz and Asmachta like any other Asmachta. And Chachomer Murmas Mechdivreyam and a Posek, this Posek happened to be said by Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's not. How do we know that this was at the Kon of Moshe Rabbeinu? That is L'choyra Dover Rochoik. An interesting question. So the Rosh, very well known, Tshuvas HaRosh, the Rosh in Klalchov Beis Siv Dalet, says, you need to eat Se'ud HaShlishes La'acha Chatzois. It needs to be in the afternoon. Is this the only Suda that has a specific time? Or do each and every one of the three Sudas have a specific time? So Tosfos Psochim Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph says, you could eat the first Suda in the morning. Doesn't necessarily need to be Friday night. So if it's the summertime and you come home from shul very late, and some places in the world, you know, Knesset Shabbos is late, and you're tired, you don't necessarily need to eat the Suda by night. You could eat three Sudas Shabbos morning. One early in the morning, and one noon, and one in the afternoon. That is Tosfos Psochim Kuf Aleph Omed Aleph. The Ramah says the same. So in the very first sif, let's learn this entire sif. Yehi zohar ma'oid l'kayim suda shlishes, v'afim u'saveya yuchol l'kayim u'sa b'kebeitzim, v'em i'ef shaloi klal l'echol, einoi chayev l'tzayar atzmoi. So if you're so satisfied and so full, you just can't eat. It would be an achila gasa, and it's a rochlet zayir atzmoi. And that lechoyr is a milsa de pshita, not only by suda shlishes, probably by the other meals as well. Eating a suda Shabbos is all about oynik Shabbos. In reish peches, in the din of tanis chaloyim, we have a sif in Shulchan Aruch, misha mitztayir ba'achila, so he's potter ma'achila. So the Shulchan Aruch says, ein chayav lezayir atzmoi, v'achochem einav bereish, shelo yamala bitnoi besuda saboika, so, if you eat so much in the midday meal and you can't eat some Suda Shlishes, that's a mistake. So, cut back on the Suda Saboiko, on the second meal, you should be able to eat Suda Shlishes. And then there are more rights. Umishalei ochal beleil Shabbos, yochal shalei Sudas v'yoyim Shabbos. He doesn't recommend it lachatchila, but he does say if a person skipped the meal leil Shabbos, he still has shalei Sudas. And Shabbos by day, he needs to eat the three meals. And that is Tosfos Psochim Kuf Aleph. And Tosfos Psochim Kuf Aleph seems to say that you're not machuyev to eat a suda by night. You could leave all the three meals for day. However, same Tosfos, not in the same Masechet, but Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Omed Beis Tosfos maintains Suda Shlishes needs to be la'acha mincha, just like I quoted from Tshuvas HaRosh and Klal Chov Beis. How about the second meal? Does the second meal have a specific time? Does it need necessarily to be before mincha? If we say Suda Shlishes is after mincha, that means afternoon, Meshesh Oy Salamala, does Suda number two need to be before noon, in morning hours? The Bach Shin Lamedalad says yes. Och Shulchan Reish Peches Siv Beis very strongly argues. Second meal needs to be before noon. It is a morning suda. And he writes, I wonder why I didn't find this in the Poskim. And it's not really in the Poskim, besides the Machan Simen Shin Lamedalad. I have a raya from the Shulchan Aruch that it does not necessarily need to be Suda Saboika. You could eat both meals in the afternoon. Because in Simen Reish Pei Ches, and that is the Simen in which the Shulchan Aruch deals with, would it be permissible to fast on Shabbos? So Tanis Chaloyim, you could fast on Shabbos. Tanis Chaloyim means if a person had an awful dream, he had a nightmare. And in the days of Chazal, the minig was if you had a nightmare, you had a bad dream, you fasted boy biyom. It needs to be the very same day. Bismaneinu, we're not so choshish to bad dreams. If you have an awful dream, take out a siddur and take three people that love you and say Hatovas Chaloyim, Chal Metoy v'Chosis. That's the minig. We no longer fast for having bad dreams. Chaloyimos shav yedaberu. But al pi Shulchan Aruch, if you had a bad dream, you could fast. And there's another sif in Simen Reish Peches. You're not allowed to fast till Chatzos, because osa lehis anois b'Shabbos. So we can learn from this sif, fasting a half a day is defined as a fast. Even batanios, if you have difficulty fasting all day, then you fast ad yachar Chatzos. So Shulchan Aruch says, you need to eat before Chatzos, because osel asan is b'Shabbos. And why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch say, you need to eat before Chatzos, because you need to eat one of the Shalosh She'udis in the morning hours. That is why you got to eat before Chatzos, because that is the din of Suda Shabbos. That is the din of Shalosh Se'udos. So it's obvious in the Shulchan Aruch, no. You need to eat three meals, but you don't necessarily need to eat meal number two in the morning. Theoretically, winter, if Shabbos is very early, you can eat two meals by night and one meal tomorrow afternoon, or one meal by night and two meals afternoon. So this is an interesting observation. Sudas HaLaila, Tosfos says, and the Ramo, Reish Tzadik Aleph Sif Aleph, could be in the morning. Suda number two doesn't necessarily need to be in the morning, as we proved from Reish Peches. The Aruch HaShulchan says, no, needs to be in the morning. But he himself says, loy matzosiyah b'poiskim. So the only one of the Sholosh Shudas that Chazal defined in Zman is meal number three. And why is that? Why meal number one and meal number two, we have a very liberal interpretation. Eat whenever you want to eat. Could be in the night, could be in the morning, could be morning hours, could be afternoon hours. Sholosh Shudas needs to be Zman Mincha. Shabbos afternoon. And why is that? So the Tur, Reish Tzadik Aleph, following the footsteps of Tosfos Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, Tshuvas HaRosh Klal Chov Beis. So the Rosh and the Tur, based on Tosfos, say, Shalosh Shudas, that means Suda Shlishis, must be in the afternoon. But most Poskim do not say that the first Suda needs to be by night or the second Suda needs to be in morning hours. So my understanding is this. In Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin, the Gemara says that the minig b'yamei kedem was they ate two meals a day, different than the custom in most societies today. I think in most societies people eat three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I think in most societies. But in the days of Chazal, they ate one suda in the morning and one suda in the evening. They did not eat three meals a day. So the custom was to have one suda in the evening and one suda in the morning. And Chazal didn't change that. That is what people do, and that's okay. Shabbos, you need to add on an additional meal. So Chazal said, this additional meal should be in the afternoon. Because you already have a meal by night, and you have one in the morning. And that was Minig HaOlam. And Chazal saw no need to formalize and formulate and obligate people to eat dafka by night or the morning. That was the Minig. That's what everyone did. Chazal only dealt with the additional meal. That's the Shabbos Dikim meal. And Chazal dictated the additional meal one should eat Shabbos afternoon. So all three Sudas are essentially, basically, Suda Shabbos. And Oinik Shabbos demands that these should be special meals. And that's the Gemara Beitzed of Tosvav, the Menhagim of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai was busy with Shabbos all week. and whatever they found, which is beautiful and appealing and tasty, and they dedicated for Shabbos. Beis Shammai bought for Shabbos, and Hillel HaZaken, his derech was, Baruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim, Erev Shabbos, Kodesh Baruch Hu will send us whatever we need, and we'll have a wonderful, beautiful Shabbos. So, but that is just two different approaches, but everybody agrees that Sudas Shabbos need to be Mechubet Kesudas. And you need to eat meat, and you need to have challah, and you need to have fish, and as we say in the Zmiris, Barburim Slav Vidogim. But Suda number one and Suda number two, Chazal saw no need to determine when. Everybody did the same. They ate one meal in the morning and one meal in the evening. Chazal said, the new Shabbos take a meal, in which Shabbos is different than any other day, because Shabbos we have a din of Sholei Sudas. So Chazal only saw the need to determine when is this man of Suda Shlishis, because that is the Suda that makes this day different than any other day. Other days of the week they only had two Sudas, and this day they have Sholei Sudas. That is the way I would explain why, according to most of the Poskim, we do not find this man that Chazal or Kaveya, when you eat Suda number one and Suda number two, they only deal with Suda number three. Could I have a Rambam Zmanim? So the Rambam is the only one of the Rishonim that does say each and every one of these three meals has a specific Zman. Perek Lamed Mehilchas Shabbos, according to the best of my recollection, it should be an Halacha test. Perek Lamed is the very last Perek in Hilchas Shabbos that Rambam writes. Chayav Adam Lechol Sholei Sudas B'Shabbos, Achas Arves, Achas Shachres, V'Achas Mincho. So the Rambam clearly says, yes, each and every one of these three meals has its time, its proper time. Chayav Adam Lechol Sholei Sudas B'Shabbos, Achas Arves, Achas Shachres, V'Achas Mincho. V'Tzorach Lizoy B'Sholei Sudas Eile, Sholo Yifchot Echad Behem Klal. So the Rambam also writes, Tzorach Lizoy. And then Rambam was also maflik about the importance of Oynik Shabbos. But unlike the Rosh and Tosfos and the Tur, Rambam clearly says, Achas Arves, Achas Shachres, Achas B'Mincha. So the Rambam writes, each and every one of the Sholei Sudas. What's the source of the Rambam? Two Gemaras in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin and Kuf Yud Ches. Kuf Yud Zayin, the Gemara deals with the Dleika, Shenafla B'Shabbos, fire. Your house is on fire. And it's a fascinating sugya. In this modern day and age, it would be a tremendous nesoyin. Your house is going up in fire. Al pi halacha, you need to gather your kids together, leave the house, sit on a bench outside. Well, you still could get into the house and salvage something. So you could dress up and you salvage sholei su'udis, not more. What's going to be tomorrow will be. Kodesh Baruch Hu would send you. Your neighbors will help you out. But you could salvage three sudas. And that is, if the fire fell on your house before Suda Shabbos by night. If it's Shabbos in the morning, you could only salvage two sudas. And if it's Shabbos afternoon, you could only salvage and save one suda. So it is from here that the Rambam learns one suda by night, one suda in the morning, one suda in the afternoon. Similar halacha we find in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. So you're not allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos to have clean dishes on the weekday. That is Mekin Mishabbos L'Choyel. So Friday night, you could wash and have dishes for two sudas. Shabbos afternoon, you could only wash dishes for one suda. So both of these sugyas seem clearly to indicate that one suda is Friday night, the other is Shabbos morning, and the other is Shabbos afternoon. So the halachas gedoilas is the only one of the Rishonim, and he was the very first one to write Sefer HaMitzvos, was the Halachas Gedolos. And he says, Sholei Sudas have no Zman. So that is an extreme opinion. Even Suda Shlishis has no Zman. You could eat one Suda by night, two Sudas in the morning. And the Halachas Gedolos clearly says, if you split the Suda in the morning, and in the middle of the Suda you decided to bench, and then you washed once again, then you ate Sholei Sudas. So Halachas Gedolos clearly feels that the third Suda does not need to be in the afternoon. And that is Lokadivra Toises Varosh Vahatur. Third Suda could also be in the morning. That's Aloha Siddharis. So Aloha Siddharis says, V'mashalo madnu b'shabes mi b'dleikush enafla b'bayis. That is only minigoyim. That is what most people obviously did. And it's only reasonable. Most people eat one Suda by night, one Suda in the morning, once in the afternoon. But that is just because it's minigoyim, but it's not a chiyuv. But obviously the Rambam learned from these two gemoras, that is the chiyuv. And that seems to be very clear from the Loshon of the Rambam. Chayavim lechol sholosh seudos b'shabbos, achas arvos, achas shachris, v'achas mincha. So, and then there's another question in the Poskim. So the shlishis, before mincha or after mincha? Assuming that so the shlishis needs to be Shabbos afternoon, before mincha or after mincha. And we learned that Rambam Malach Yud. Just a moment ago, we learned Halacha Tes. Chayav Adam, Lechol Sholos Seudos B'Shabbos, Achas Arvos, Achas Shachris Mincha. Now we go over to Halacha Yud. Achilas Bosa V'Shtiyas Yayin B'Shabbos Oine Kulam. V'Yishosi Yodah Meseges. Kach Hoyu Minag HaTzadikim HaRishoinim. Mispal Al Odom B'Shabbos Shachris V'Musaf V'Beis HaKnesses. V'Yovel LeBeisoi V'Yisoi Tzud Shniyo. First Suda Friday night. Second Suda, Minak Tzadikim HaRishoinim, Espar Alondim Shabbos, Shachas HaMusav V'Beis HaKnesses, V'yov HaLabeis HaVyis HaTzud HaShniyah, V'yerech LaBeis HaMedrash, Yikro V'yishma Adam Mincha. What about the Shabbos afternoon nap? Don't find that in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Tzadikim HaRishoinim, Yidavin Shachas HaMincha and Shul, come home, you eat the Suda, Yerech LaBeis HaMedrash, Yikro V'yishma Adam Mincha. V'yispal al mincha, chankach yik v'asud v'shlishas al yayim v'yorchel v'yishta, ad mitzoy Shabbos. So the Rambam says, what's the seder of Yom Shabbos? You go in the morning, you daven shachas musaf, you come home, you eat the meal, go back to shul, and you learn. Yomid v'yishma, yikro v'yishma, and then mincha, and then shalosh seudos. So obviously the opinion of the Rambam is first mincha and then shalosh seudos. And this is a big machlokes between Balei HaTosfos. So Psochim Kuf Hei Omud Aleph, we find in Tosfos. And this is an interesting formula, an interesting lashon of Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam Koas al Rabbeinu Meshulam. He was angry at Rabbeinu Meshulam that Rabbeinu Meshulam had a minig to daven mincha before shalosh seudos. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, no. You daven mincha after shalosh seudos, and you eat shalosh seudos before mincha. Why? Because the Gemara says you don't drink water by neshmoshes shel yetzias haShabbos. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's lav dafka by neshmoshes. It's Shabbos afternoon. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we should have shalosh seudos earlier, before mincha. Shabbos afternoon, but before mincha. Rabbeinu Meshulam, on the other hand, says mincha before shalosh seudos. And obviously, that's the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam says, minag tzadikim harishoinim. The question is that a din in shalosh seudos? Is the machloikis the Rabbeinu Tam in the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Meshulam was one of the Balei Tosfos, and his minag was in accordance to the Rambam, is there a machloikis shalosh seudos? Because the various different opinions that I quoted up to this moment, up to this stage of this year, is a machloikis regarding the zman of Seudos Shabbos. According to Halachas Gedolos, there is no zman. All you need to do is eat three Seudos in Shabbos. You could eat all three Friday night, all three Shabbos afternoon, all three in the morning, doesn't matter. Three Seudos Shabbos. Reasonable people won't eat three Seudos in one morning or one afternoon or by night. But lefi halacha, shalosh seudos. No gevisas man. Tur, following the footsteps of the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch following in the footsteps of the Tur, says shalosh seudos needs to be Shabbos afternoon. But he doesn't speak about the first two seudos. And I try to explain why. I think the most logical reasoning is because the other two Seudos, that was the minhag kavua. Everybody did the same, one in the morning, one in the evening. So Chazal just stuck in the Shabbos the Kasuda, which is number three, and therefore they determine number three needs to be Shabbos afternoon. Before Mincha after Mincha, is that a machloikas in Din Shalashudas? No, I think it's a machloikas in Dinei Tefilo. It's a machloikas in Dinei Tefilo. So the Rambam and the Bein Meshulam maintain, before Mincha Ketani, you're not supposed to eat a Suda. So a Suda Ketani you could eat before Mincha Ketana. But Suda Shabbos is not a Suda Ketana. And therefore, the Shittosim, you need to daven Mincha first and then eat the Suda. How are you going to eat Suda Shabbos before Mincha? And it needs to be in the afternoon. Can be early. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, afternoon means after Chatzos. But it doesn't need to be a half hour before Mincha Ketana. So Rabbeinu Tam maintains, Suda Shlishis needs to be before Mincha. But the primary reason of Rabbeinu Tam is, Ben HaShemosh is, we don't drink water. So in the Gemara, we're only dealing about drinking water. But Rabbeinu Tam maintains, no. You don't eat Shabbos late afternoon. According to the Rambam, it's preferable to daven Mincha earlier because a half hour before Mincha Ketana, you can't eat. And Suda Shabbos is supposed to be a Suda Gedolah. So I don't think this machlokes really has to do with Suda Shlishis. It has more to do with the interaction between Mincha and Seuda. And that is the problem. Mekal Mokoyim, this is not a halacha. And the lesson of the Rambam is, Kach hoyu minag ha-tzadikim ha-reshoinim. So according to the Rambam, it's not a chiyuv to daven mincha before Shalashudas, but that is the minag, but it's not a chiyuv, but that is the minag of tzaddikim harishoinim. The Ramo brings both these minhagim. So let's learn Siv Beis and Shechan Och. Zmano meshegi hazman chimincho. Da'ana meshesh u'a samachzum ramala. Im asa koidem lachen lo kiyem mitzvah suda shlishes. And that is the tour based on the Rosh. Ago. Yesh oimrim. The osa lishtes mayim bein mincha lamara b'shabes. And why is that? Why don't we drink water between mincha and Shabbos? The az chozrot anishamot legehenem. Ve'al kein ein lechel suda shlishes bein mincha lamara. So Shabbos Kodesh, all the Neshomas from Gehenna have a good time. They have a break. And it's a lovely day for all the Neshomas in Gehenna. Shabbos afternoon, they round them up, send them back, and that's very sad. It's a very sad time. And that's why, also Lishtas Mayim, Ben HaShemoshes, the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch is between Mincha and Maariv. And that is why we don't do Shalashudas between Mincha and Maariv. Al Kenein Lechel Suda Shlishas Ve Mincha LaMaariv. Yoichel Isa Koide Mincha. That is the Rabbeinu Tam. Yesh Oimrim. Yoise Toiv Leispal Al Mincha Tchila. And that is the opinion of the Rambam. V'chein Noagim L'chatchila V'kol Medinois Eilu. So that is our minig, writes the Rambam. And I think that's the more common minig in our day and age and all the kehilas I'm aware of. We daven Mincha and then we go to Suda Shlishis. So this is an additional machloikis. But it is clear from the Loshon of the Rambam, it's not a chiyuv. Kach hoyu tzadikim harishoinim nohagim. So, many people take a nap Shabbos afternoon. And remez ledova or Shabbos shina b'Shabbos tanug. I don't know where this comes from, this remez. But I don't say that sarcastically. Probably it has sources. I do as well. I learn a lot Shabbos, but the Rambam doesn't say it's Esau, the Rambam doesn't say it's a halacha. The Rambam says tzedkach hoye tzedikim harishoinim nohagim. So I know some people that don't sleep Shabbos afternoon. I know a business person in America whom I very much admire, and Shabbos after the meal he goes to shul and he sits sometimes 5 or 6 hours in shul learning. And is that's the meaning of Tzaddikim HaRishonim, quoted in the Rambam, but it is not the halacha. So we dealt, Bein HaTayim, with two concepts, just one moment. The Zman of all three Suda Shabbos, and the question, Mincha before Shalashudas or Mincha after Shalashudas? Yes?
In an unusual case, such as Erev Pesach and Shabbos, the Rav said there is no such shlishis, you can't make out and have it in the afternoon, or do you say you try to get 2 in the morning?
Oh, of course, 2 in the morning. 2 in the morning, yes. That is the more common minhag. However, we could have Suda Shlishis in the afternoon, and that is the next topic we will discuss. So up to this point, we asked, when do we eat Shalosh Shudas? And now we're going to deal, what do we eat for Shalosh Shudas, which is also a major discussion, B'divrei HaPoiske. Yes?
Yeah, the Rambam is telling it's not supposed to feel that it should be Asr, meaning he holds that the Suda is Asr before Mikvah.
Yeah, it wouldn't be Asr because the Zman of Shalosh Shudas is early afternoon. The Rambam writes, Mishesh Shudas V'Ramala. So you don't need to daven Mincha earlier because it is only Somach L'Mincha Ketana. In Yoshvim Besuda, but 12:30 in the afternoon you could have a Suda. And therefore it's more of a minig, because according to the Rambam, we learn Torah from, you know, up to Mincha, and that is why they daven Mincha Ketan. And that is why the Rambam maintains they learn a few hours, you know, from the midday meal number 2, Suda number 2, till Mincha Ketan. But that is not a chiyuv. You could have a big Suda Shabbos afternoon, if it's not Somach L'Mincha Ketan. So as I said, the question is, what do we eat? And that is Simin Reish Sadek Aleph Sif Hei. Tzorach La'asoyso Bepas. 4 different opinions that the Shulchan Aruch brings. Tzorach La'asoyso Bepas. You need bread. Naturally, Shabbos bread. And that is Challah. But it's bread at the end of the day. צורך לעשוי זה בפס. יש אוינים שיוכל לעשוי זה בכל מאכל עשוי, מחד מחמשס מן הדוגן, which is מזיינס. יש אוינים שיוכל לעשוי זה בדבורם שמלאפסם בהם הפס כבוסו ודוגן, אבל לא בפרס. Fruit is not sufficient. You need a proper meal. You could skip the bread, but you need fish or meat or chicken, בוסו ודוגן, אבל לא בפרס. ויש אומרים, אפילו בפרס יוכל לעשוי סום. סבור הראשון העיקר שצורך לעשוי סום בפס, אלו אם כן הוא סבי ביוי סום. So the Mechaber brings 4 different opinions, and each and every one of these 4 different opinions has a source בדברי רבו סיינו הראשונים. But the פסק of the Mechaber is, סבור הראשון העיקר, צורך לעשוי סום בפס, and we saw the Rambam before. One needs to be nizar and suda shlishis. But tzorach lasoy se bepas ela imken hu saveya biyosa. And we find a concept in several different sources in Shas, which is called achilagasa. And achilagasa is you're so full that, you know, it's difficult for you to eat, and you might vomit, and it nauseates you. And in that case, you're potter. You don't need to eat Shalosh Shudas Pas, but lechatchela, tzorach la'asoyso pas. Eilam kinos of Ebi Yosef, and there are more, adds on, oy b'mokem she'yef sholeleho pas, erev Pesach shechaliyas b'shabes. And that is the question that Mr. Bauer asked. How about erev Pesach shechaliyas b'shabes? So 1 minute is, you eat the Suda early in the morning before Safzman Achilles Chometz, and you split the Suda in 2. But the Ramah brings Erev Pesach Shechaliyas B'Shabbos also lo lech al pas liach amincha, and therefore you eat peiros. You could eat fruit, you could eat fish or meat that you prepared for Pesach, and in normal circumstances, in all the other Shabbosim, you need to have pas by Soda Shlushis. But Erev Pesach Chalitz B'Shabbos can have passed, and therefore we yoitza either with meat or fish or even peiros. Yes?
I was wondering, in a case like that, Erev Pesach, would it be better, instead of having different peiros, to just have a full revis of yayin, since yayin is sa'od, and it's an inyan of suda?
No. Yayin alone is not sufficient, according to no opinion, because yayin is drinking, and a suda demands food, eating, and not only drinking. So that's a very good comment. Regarding Kiddush B'Mukam Suda, you could rely on an additional Revias of Yayin, but not to be Yoitza Suda Shabbos. Kiddush B'Mukam Suda, yes. Suda Shabbos, no. So that's a very good point. That's a very good comment. So the 4 opinions that we find in Shulchan Aruch, the Tzad HaShavish Abahem, the common denominator is you need to eat. First opinion. bread, second opinion, mezoinis, dvorim shemalav senes apas, which is ikarasuda, bosa bedogim, the most lenient opinion is peiros. Shulchan Aruch says we need pas. An interesting Shulchan Aruch Rab, Shulchan Aruch Chaim. How about pas habo bekisnin? So in Kuf Samazan Shulchan Aruch Chaim, there's a huge sugya pas habo bekisnin. What exactly is pas habo bekisnin? Is a very good question. Tshuvas Minchasor Shechelik Beis, there are big chidushim in the sugya of pas habo bekisnin. They have some very different opinions about in this sugya. But pasabo bekisna, not every mezainis, pasabo bekisna is mezainis that sometimes people are kaveya suda. What we define in our day, mezainis roles, that is a good example of pasabo bekisna. It's a role somewhat similar to hamoitzi roles. It just has more meipeles and that water. So it's defined as a mezainis role. But sometimes people relate to these roles that they would to any other bread. So that would be defined as possible bekisnes. If a person is kaveya suda, he says hamoitzi. If he's not kaveya suda, he says a mezainis, and he doesn't bench. So, you know, sponge cake is not possible bekisnes. No one is kaveya suda on cookies, on chocolate chip cookies, or pancakes, I don't know. But mezainis rolls, some people are kaveya suda. So pas habo bekisnin, if you're kaveya suda, it's a moitzi and berachas hamazon. If you're not kaveya suda, it's mezainis and me'ein sholosh, which is defined as ala mechio. Shulchan Aruch Rav says that if you want to be yoitza, suda shlushis, with pas habo bekisnin, you need to be kaveya suda, which means eating a lot of it, shir kriya suda. Because otherwise it's not pas. There's a hagah, a comment from the Tanya's brother, Rabbi Yehuda Leib, and he writes that b'saf yomav chozaboy, and b'saf yomav, he changed his mind, and he said, pas habo bekisnin, you could be yoitze shel shudas even if you eat a kazayas. And you're not going to say a moitzi. You're not going to say berachas hamazon, but you could be yoitze. Because even in Alamechio, we mention Shabbos. And that is a strange comment. Why does it depend whether we mention Shabbos in Alamechio? Well, on Peres, we also say ala Peres and we mention Shabbos. And in a cup of wine, we also say Me'ein Sholosh and we mention Shabbos. But you can't be Yoitza with Peiros or with a cup of wine. So what does that have to do? So the brother of the Shulchan Aruch Rav says at the end of his life, he retracted and he said, pas habo bekisnin, you could be Yoitza with the Kazayas. You don't need to be Kaveya Suda because we mention Shabbos and Berachas Me'ein Sholosh. So I could understand an opinion, I could appreciate that a pas habo bekisnin on a kazayas, you could be yoitza. Because it's somewhere between mezainis and pas. So it's not four opinions, that would mean five opinions. The Mechaber quotes four opinions. But according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's opinion number five. So even if we maintain you can be yoitza with standard mezainis, that people are never kaveya suda, but pas habo bekisnin, you could be yoitze even on a kazayas. Yes, I could appreciate that opinion. But what does that have to do with we mention Shabbos in the bracha? According to the opinion that you could be yoitze with bosa bedogim, you don't mention Shabbos. Bosa bedogim, you say abayin afoshes. Peiros doesn't necessarily mean shivas aminim. Peiros could be any peiros in which you say bar nefoshes. So it doesn't depend on the brocha. So I don't understand exactly. So that's not the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's his brother. So I don't understand what is this explanation. Does it make sense? I don't think it demands an explanation. Because pas habo bekisnin is preferable to stam mezainis. it's closer to real pas. If you're kaveh suda, you say amoitzim bechsamazoyim. I think what he probably means to convey is, if we say you can't be yoitza on bus of a dogam, you can't be yoitza on pedis, then you need something which is more of a proper suda. So if you say alamichya and you mention Shabbos, that proves that it's a suda. I don't understand what he tries to prove with this argument. We mention Shabbos in Bechas Mensholosh. What does that have to do with whether we mention Shabbos or not? That lachayda is not really the defining fact. One additional sugya, and that is the question, are noshim chayev in shalosh yudas? And the answer is yes, and that is a sif meforash in Shulchan Aruch. And that is the very last sif in Reish Tzadik Aleph. We almost went through the entire siman, sivav Reish Tzadik Aleph, noshim chayev is besa'udah shlishis. And that means first two, definitely. Noshim are also chayev in su'udah shlishis. What is the Ravusa Noshim Achayev and Suda Shlishis? Because we do find Suda Shlishis is more lenient than the first two. Regarding Suda number one and number two, nobody says you could be Yitzu with Pedis, as we find by Suda Shlishis. So it's the Ravusa Noshim Achayev and Suda Shlishis. Why? Why? Why isn't the Mitzvah Sasei Shaz Mangroma? Two different approaches. The Ram says, Kol She Yeshnoi B'Shomo Yeshnoi B'Zohar. And the opinion of the Ram is, when Chazal say, Zochor v'shomer b'divar echod ne'amro, kol sheyeshna v'shomer yeshna b'zochor, it means not only the mitzvah of Zochor v'shomer Shabbos l'kashoy, which is Kiddush Hayom, it means all the mitzvahs asay associated with Shabbos. And we find the same svara, Pesach, kol sheyeshna b'bal toichol chometz, yeshna b'kum v'achor matzah, and some rishonim maintain, not only the mitzvah of matzah, that includes matzah, murah, sipiyat yes mitzayim, all the mitzvahs associated with chagah matzahs. So the Ram says, why are noshim chayev? By shalashudas and by lacha mishnah. Zocha v'shoma b'divar echod ne'emru, kol sheyeshna v'shoma yeshna v'zocha. The Mordechai, semen shin tzadik zayin ha'masechet Shabbos says, big chiddush, afen hoyu ba'oisei ha'neis. Strange. Afen hoya b'yosei nes, where do we find? Where do we find three halachas? Those three halachas that are persuma nisa. Dalet koisis, mikro megillah, and ne'er chanukah. It is by these three halachas that we find afen hoya b'yosei nes. In the Gemara we don't find it regarding shalosh sudas. Shalosh sudas zeichel nes? Not necessarily, according to the Mordechai, yes. It's a zeichel nes. Haman. And therefore, the Mordechai says, Afen hoya b'oseis. I think this machloikas brings us back to the very beginning of today's shir. What was the first comment? Is it machloikas? Is it minatoyro midarabonon? The svara afen hoya b'oseis we find only by mitzvahs darabonon. Mikra megillah darabonon, dalet koises darabonon, and echanaka darabonon. Tosfos says, we do not find this svara by mitzvahs d'oraisa. So the Mordechai is a raya that sholosh sudas is midrabanan, like most poiskim, and like the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Reish Tzadik Aleph. On the other hand, kol sheyeshna b'shomer yeshna b'zocher definitely is min ha-Torah. Probably wouldn't apply to mitzvahs d'rabanan. So I think the machlokes Alan Mordechai brings us back to the fundamental question, Gimel Sudas B'Shabbos, are they min ha-Torah or are they min derabbanan? So we discussed many aspects of the chiyuv of shalosh seudas in Shabbos.
What does the Mordechai do with the hekesh?
Kol sheyeshna b'shomer yeshna b'zocher, basically everybody agrees that is a chiyuv that noshim achayev b'kiddush hayoyim. That means kiddush. And that no one disputes. Even though Kiddush is a mitzvah seish hazman groma, and noshim should be potter, noshim achayev b'kiddush, kol sheyeshna b'shomer yeshna b'zocher. The question is, does that refer only to Kiddush, or to the entire spectrum of all the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos? And that would include Lecha Mishnah, Shalosh Sudas, Shvisa Mamalocha. Besides Alav, there is also a mitzvah asay, Tishbois. So that is a machlokes. Shvisa is behemtoi, right? Yeah, same. So that is a machlokes between the Ran and the Mordechai. So today we discussed the mitzvah of Sholosudas b'Shabbos. And Shabbos is a combination of Shevel Taisa and Kum Vaaseh, as we just mentioned. Zochoy v'shomer v'divarecho nemru. Yes, Mr. Roshan.
We talk about Yayim, Bosa, and Dogim. A
yeah.
Poor man who can't afford this, or he can afford only one. What about these people?
That is a very, very good question. And Tosfos deals with what seems to be an obvious contradiction, a stira between two sugyas. On one hand, the Gemara says in Pesachim, "Asei Shabbat Chu Choyel Va'al Tetzarach Lebriyos," and in Beit Zetzvav, the Gemara says, "Lavo Olai Va'ani Poreya." So the Gemara in Beit Zetzvav Tetzvav says, "Mizanoisav Shalodim Ksuvus Lemerosh Hashanah Ad Hashanah Chutz Moitzos Shabbos V'Yom Tov," and the Gemara says, "If you don't have enough for Shabbos and Yom Tov, Lavo Olai Va'ani Poreya." Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you take a loan, and I promise to pay. So Tosfos asks, so why does the Gemara say, if you can't afford, Asei Shabbat Chochol, Va'al Tetzarech Lebriyot. So, Mr. Rosh, to properly answer your question, I need to give an additional shir, and I'm not sure that everybody has the patience to sit here for another hour. But that is a very good question, a question which the Poskim deal with. The basic answer is, when a person, b'derech ha-teva, will be able to pay that loan, even though he doesn't have money right now, he should take a loan and have a proper meal on Shabbos. But if he doesn't think he will be able to pay that money back, in that case, Chazal say, "Asei Shabbat Chochol v'al tetzarech lebriyot." And there also might be a difference between taking a loan and asking for tzedakah. You're not obligated to stretch out your hand and ask for chesed to make a suda Shabbos. And in that case, we say, "Asei Shabbat Chochol." But it definitely is upon the community to see to it that every member and every Jew will have a proper Shabbos meal. One of my early recollections as a young child in Borough Park, my mother, Shetichiyat Bias Agoyal, she's an amazing woman, Baruch Hashem. She's not young, a survivor. She's an amazing lady. And I remember she was part of a group in Borough Park many, many years ago. That goes back, I'm an old man, almost 60 years. And I remember as a child, my mother was part of an organization called, I think, Tomchei Shabbos or whatever it was. And Thursday night, there was a car that drove us around, me and one of my brothers, with boxes of food. And, you know, the methodology was, you rang the bell, put down the box, and ran away. You know, so the recipients of that food didn't know who's their benefactor. It's a matan b'seisa. And I think in most Jewish communities, one of the things we cared for is that every family should have a proper Simchas Oinik Shabbos and proper Shabbos meals. And that is one of the fundamental tzedakas in every proper Jewish community.
Is there a place that says, like, after my Mikvah go also by Sukkah?
By Sukkah? No. 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 No Shema Potom in a Sukkah. No. Tosfos asks, why don't we say so by Sukkah? And the Tosfos answers, because Sukkah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And the svar of Afen, Oysa, Oysanes applies only to mitzvah d'oraisa. That is what I quoted before of the Kitzel. That is what Tosfos explains, why Noshem are potter min a Sukkah, and we don't say it's a mitzvah to say Afen, Oysa, Oysa, Oysanes, because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So the Paiskim say, if you prolong Suda Shlishis, and it's already Mitzoy Shabbos, so B'Shas Adchak, you were Yoitza Malava Malke as well. So if you finish through the shlishas and it's still Shabbos, you can't be yotzei malav hamalka. But if you stretched out your suda shlishas into Mitzvah Shabbos, then b'shas etchak you could rely on that and you're yotzei malav hamalka. So many times, yes.
According to those who say that the sukkahs can be eaten any time throughout the Shabbos, what ramification does that have for the Takana of Lucas and Air, whose primary purpose was that you should have a light at night for the sukkah?
That's a very good question. Did I recently discuss at Lucas and Air Shabbos in one of the shiurim? I do not recall. Yeah. I do not recall, but probably you remember better than I do. Yes, so my argument is that Ner Shabbos is solely associated with Kvod Shabbos and Learning Shabbos, not Sholem Bayis. But I did say that most Poskim, including the Bais Yosef and the Mishnah Berurah and everyone, say that one of the reasons of Tekunas and Shabbos is Sholem Bayis. So if Ner Shabbos is about Sholem Bayis, it's not necessarily associated with a meal. But according to me, it is associated with a meal because Kvod Shabbos and Erni Shabbos is by Suda Shabbos. But obviously that's not Ma'akev. The Bais Yosef and the Mishnah Berurah says you could make a brocha and adlukas Ner Shabbos in all the rooms of your house and not necessarily where you eat the meal. And therefore, two different sugyas. Ner Shabbos is Ner Shabbos. Suda Shabbos is not necessarily associated with Mitzvah Ner Shabbos. But as I explained before, even those of the Shainim that say, Beroisham alochas gedoilis, that you do not necessarily need to eat the Suda by night, but the common custom and minig olam and dalkom shel b'nei adam is to have a meal by night and a meal in the morning. That goes without saying. So many times we already discussed the Sheval Taisa aspect of Shabbos, and I think we had many shiurim throughout the years regarding Malachas Shabbos, Gromer by Malachas Shabbos, and different aspects of Malachas Shabbos. Today, we focused on the positive aspect of Shabbos, which is Suda Shabbos, and that is the positive aspect of Shabbos. So Chazal teach us, Ila Mori Yisrael Meshamim Shtei Shabbosois Miyad Hoyu Negorim. What is the significance of Shtei Shabbosois? Not one and not three, but necessarily Shtei Shabbosois. The Or HaChaim has his interesting interpretation, which definitely is interesting. I do not find it very reasonable. So the Or HaChaim says, what is Shabbos about? It's about 6 days of work and then Shabbos. So you need to have Shabbos Lefaneo and Shabbos L'Achreo. Only then do you have 6 work days and then Shabbos. Because if you only have one Shabbos, then you're going to have 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 work days, and that is not Shabbos. Shabbos needs to be the seventh day. I find it difficult to accept that that is what Chazal mean when they say, Ilamoli Yisrael Mishamre Mishtei Shabbosos. I think it's not only a technicality. You need Shtei Shabbosos to have Sheishis Yemei Avodah between one and the other. Shabbos is Shabbos into itself. And I think when Chazal speak about Shtei Shabbosos, there is something of extreme significance about Shtei Shabbosos. I would say Echad Keneged Shomer, Echad Keneged Zohar. One stressing and focusing on Shvisa Mamalacha, and the other stressing and focusing on the positive aspect of Shabbos, Oinik Shabbos, and Kvod Shabbos, and Kedushas HaShabbos. Shabbos also has the essence of two different fundamentals in Yiddishkeit. So when the Rambam defines the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the fundamentals of our Emunah, the 13 fundamentals and basics of our Emunah, number one, and obviously it's number one because of its supreme importance, is Ani Mamin B'Emunah Shaleim Eshabor Yisboch Shomayhu Boire V'Manig L'Kol HaBruim. Boire Umani. How do we translate that in English? He is the creator and
director of history.
Director doesn't sound right. He's far more than a director. Boire v'maneg.
Traveler.
So Shabbos brings to mind two different events. First of all, it's a Zecher Amasa Bereishis. And that is the very first parasha in Torah Moshe. Vayachulu ha-shamayim va-oretz v'chol tzavohem v'yachal ha-lakim es yoyim yishvim v'kol reich ta-asheroso. So Shabbos is a Zecher Amasa Bereishis. But in Kiddush, we also say Shabbos is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Masa Bereishis proves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Boirei. Yetzias Mitzrayim comes to teach us HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Manhig. And those are the two fundamental ideas of Emuna and Betochen. And maybe that is two Shabbosois. One that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Boirei. One that brings to mind Zecher Masa Bereishis, and the other is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. One comes to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator. He is the Boirei. Nothing happened to be without him creating it and planning it and making it be. And the other is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, to prove that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Manig. Thought number three. Shabbos brings us to the distant past, all the way back to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and all the way back to Brias Olam. But Shabbos also fixates our gaze to the horizon, to the future. We say in every Berachas HaMazon that we say in Shabbos. And many times they say, a Jew never lived in the present. The present was too depressing. He always looked to the past and focused on the future. The present was usually too depressing to focus on. So Jews always leaned on to their past, into their glorious past, in the days of the Avos, in the days of Kabbalah Satoil, in the days of Yetzias Mitzrayim, while yearning to the future to see Az Yaboka Keshachar Oirech, to see Oiroi Shem Moshiach. So maybe Shabbos number one focuses on the past, Zecher Abrias Oilam, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Shabbos number two is Yoim Shekuloi Shabbos Emanucho Lechayei Oilamim. So Shabbos has so many aspects, and it is such a unique and special day. And Shabbos we are Zecher to a Neshama Yisera. And nothing Shabbos should be the same as it is all week. Not what we eat. Shelo yehe diburchu shel Shabbos ki diburchu shel chayim. And in the Mechilta we learn, even your machshavas Shabbos should be different than your machshavas in the middle of the week. Shabbos you focus on yoy menucha v'kiddusha. So in Pesachim Kuf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says, Shloisha hem noichle oylam habo. And you probably heard this talk from me many times, because I think it's a beautiful idea. Shloishu hem noichle oylam habo. Hamagadol bonav l'talmud Torah v'adar b'yeretz Yisrael v'hameshayer mekedusha le'avdalta. A dismal lack of symmetry. Hamagadol bonav l'talmud Torah, very much appreciated. It is the greatest obligation every Jewish parent has, to try to pass on the torch to the coming generation, to teach our kids what our parents taught us. And that goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Jews always focused on family, and that was very well known. The entire world knew. The Jewish families, Jews cherish family ties and education and teaching. We are the people of the book. So, yes, it is the greatest obligation of each and every Jew. Lagadol bonav l'talmud Torah. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I love Avraham Avinu. And why do I love him? Ki yudatev l'mana shiyetza v'bonav v'beis yachla v'shom l'derech Hashem l'asoy sadoko u'mishpat. So we could very well appreciate him. Lagadol bonav l'talmud Torah. Yes, he has promised oylam habo. Hadar b'yeretz Yisrael. Very much appreciated. Eretz Yisrael, which means so much to us, that is Eretz Aviseinu. It is the promised land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Avraham. That wasn't enough. He promised it to Yitzchak again, and to Yankov again. כל הדעה ביצע זו דוימה כמי שיש לו אלוקה. הדעה בחוץ לארץ דוימה כמי שאין לו אלוקה. ארץ אשר אין ה' הלוקח ובו מראש השנו עד אחרי שנו. אוויר די ישראל מחכים. Chazal say so many beautiful and fundamental and important things about Eretz Yisrael we could appreciate. Adabi Eretz Yisrael muftach lo shenayin lamavo. What's number three? If you leave some wine from Kiddush for Avdola, lack of symmetry. How does it fit into this list? What's so important about leaving some wine so he doesn't gobble up all his wine Friday night and then when it comes to Avdola he has no wine? So why is that so fundamental and so important? Muftach lo, shu benoilam abo. I think a Mishai, a Kedusha Lavdalt is a way of life. It's an attitude. It's a philosophy. It's not only a technicality. So why do we smell besom and mitzoy Shabbos? You probably all know. Yeah, because the Nishami Yaseda leaves us and we feel chalishus alev. You know, al-pi ariya kodesh, you smell besom and leil Shabbos. And many chesidim have that meaning. You know, the Kloizim HaGarebi used to make a Boyle Mina B'Somim Leil Shabbos before Kiddush. And it's in Askinu Sadoso of the Tefillah of Dariya Kodesh, or Medonai Asa. So, that means to convey, don't wait till Moitzi Shabbos when the Neshom Yaseder leaves. Do it now. Remember, you only have one day with the Neshom Yaseder. Make the most of it. Take advantage of it. Don't wait till tomorrow night, suddenly, oy vey, the Neshom Yaseder is leaving. Say a big Shalom Aleichem when he comes. Treat him nicely while he's here. Don't suddenly remember when he leaves. Take care of him. Enjoy his stay. Make the most of it. Take advantage of the Neshom Yaseder. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us magnificent days. Shabbosos and Yomim Tovim. So, a Meshayim Kedusha Le'Avdalta means when you make Kiddush, remember, you're going to stand at the very same place and use the very same bechel, the very same kais with wine in just one more day. So make the most of every moment. When you make Kiddush, remember that tomorrow at this very same time you're going to make Avdola. Take advantage of Shabbos. So we have four tefillahs every Shabbos. Ma'ariv, Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha. Mincha has one line that we do not find in the other three tefillahs, neither in Arvis nor in Shachris nor in Musaf. Yakiru bonecho v'yedu ki me'itcho hi menechosom v'al menechosom yagishu eshemecho. That is the very last Shabbistic tefillah. And in this tefillah, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us the appreciation of Shabbos. Yakiru b'unecho v'yeido ki ma'itcho imenechosam. It's not just a day to sleep. It's not just a day to rest. Me'itcho imenechosam va'al menechosam yagdishu es shemecho. We should take advantage of Kedushas Shabbos. We should recharge our batteries Shabbos to keep us going from one Shabbos to the other. A proper Jew is a Shabbos to keep. And that was Shamei Azokhan. All week he was busy with Shabbos. So that is the concept of our Meshayer or Mekedusha Lav Dalta. So Chazal say, Elim Shurum Esham Neshtei Shabbos, Ois Miyad, Hoyon HaGol HaNiro, so we should be Zoycho. So Korah B'yameinu T'yoyim Shekulei Shabbos HaMenucho L'chaye Hu Elomim B'bi Ezgol Tzedek B'mheiru B'yameinu Amen. So I once again say for those that came a bit late in today's year, to my dismay, next two Sundays, I'm going to be in America, so the coming year will be 3 weeks from now.
If you don't have a suga Friday,